and welcome everybody to episode 498 of RP Grinders on this Friday the 13th. I'm your host, Frank Voorhees, alongside my trusty cohorts. I don't know, what do you guys want to be this week? Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. I don't have Friday the 13th names.
I'm trying to think of like a monster.
Is Neil deGrasse Tyson complaining about Friday the 13th again?
I know, he usually does, huh? He's a stickler for that type of shit, and I'm with him on most things, but come on, man, I'm not superstitious by any stretch, but, you know, when you start shitting on everything, then you become, like, that guy, you know? So, gentlemen...
You're like that old woman in the movies, you know, that woman that yells at everybody for everything.
Yeah, exactly, get off my lawn type of shit, which, yep. You know, we got enough of that in politics, we don't... need that shit in real life, you know? Breakman, how was your week?
I guess it was a week and it was there and stuff.
That good, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's Friday,
just a little
man.
Irritated right now, but whatever. Yeah. I'll be all right.
Well, you'll be all right, man. Yeah, you're on Grinders. This is the start of your weekend, man. I know.
It's true.
You know, Break.
It's true. It's just, well, I might as well say it, like, because I mentioned it last week, like, my faucet broke, and
yeah.
I finally got repaired, and I'm just, like, I'm starting the weekend, but my wallet just said no more.
Yeah, I know, dude, and it sucks because, I don't know about Xbox, but PlayStation's having a big fucking sale, man. Their sales are outrageously good. I'll get
actually,
to that.
Actually, they're having a anime sale going on Xbox right
yeah,
now. So
I saw
anime
that.
Games and lots of episodes of different shows
yeah.
too.
Yeah, I saw
have a
that.
Little bit of money in my account. I could get something.
You're like, I don't want to be left totally in the lurch. I'm gonna get some shit. Eric, how was your week? You said it was a week as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen. We don't
also have... too many games. I want to buy in physical releases, yeah. And I don't have the money for them.
I know. I really wanted to get Octopath Traveler, but that $60 price tag is like, ugh, man, I just can't justify paying $60 for that
game. Did because I have a feeling that unlike the other games Nintendo has published,
yeah.
It'll be harder to find.
You know what? I almost agree with you, Eric. Like, I was really considering it hard, but the Sony PlayStation Store deal, the mid-year sale, kind of prevented me from. I mean, I got tons of good games for under $10. I'll be talking about that a little bit later. But why don't we get started with the news, Eric? Let's get this show rolling.
Okay. First of all, from RPG Site, we got. I think we mentioned it before, but Cosmic Star Heroines coming to the Nintendo Switch, but it's got a date of August 14th.
Yeah.
And it's getting a physical release through Limited Run Games, but I think they're the ones that are also publishing it on the eShop.
Yeah.
But
in this day and time, I don't think you should put heroin as in your title. I mean, there are too many people dying and ODing and stuff like
no,
that.
No, that's
like,
this is exactly the time that you need to put heroin. Like if you haven't
it's
started,
got cosmic in there.
If you haven't, if you have, heroin. If you haven't started your heroin space addiction yet,
you might as well start with the cosmic heroin.
You
that's
might
like
as well.
Shit.
Exactly. Looks like Freak 5 is in chaos. What is up, Freak 5?
Anyways, it says the eShop has a pre-order 10% off discount.
Yeah. It looks like Bridget's in chat as well. What's up, Bridget?
Hi.
Even though she's, like, right next to me.
I was going to say, like, you say it looks like, but you're right next to her. Don't you know?
Well, I don't know if she's in chat or not.
You can't
man.
Turn your neck or something?
Like, well, I mean... Look, physically being here and being in chat is two different things. You know, it's like, is she in there? You know, whatever. Freak 5 says, good evening, bitches. So he's obviously talking to you guys. You know, so I don't know if I would take that.
That's the way it is. Freak 5.
Yeah. All right. Cosmic Heroine, Star Heroine, available Switch next month. That's good news.
You said don't read this on the air. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
I have come up with a new podcast.
Hey, just don't read it. I was giving
Oh, okay.
it
Don't read that on air. Well, why do you put it in chat, Freak Fire? Jesus Christ, man. He was talking to everyone except Bridget. How dare you? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. See,
Is Don't Read This on the Air kind of like the sequel to Don't Say That? You can't say that on national television.
exactly. Well, if that's the case, then Trump should be banned permanently from speaking. I was talking to everyone except Bridget. I was going to say, wow. Anyways, hey, look, Glitty's in chat. What's up, Glitty? So we're starting to get a few chatters in there. I'm sure Dungeon and a few others will be there later. So,
Probably too busy playing one of two new games that released today.
yeah, exactly.
Which
Or
games were those?
Captain Toad Treasure Tracker on the Switch and 3DS, and then Octopath Traveler.
Yeah.
Well, I knew about Octopath. I didn't know what the other one was.
Octopath looks amazing.
It does look like a fun game.
I want that fucking game, but I that
A lot of
$60
people are
price
doling out sevens and seven and a halves for it, though.
tag. Ooh, really? Not that great. Oof.
But
Well,
I have a feeling they were expecting a certain type of experience. They didn't get it.
probably like a modern aesthetic as opposed to the old school aesthetic, but
I don't
I
think
don't
it's
know.
quite that either, though.
Yeah. But I guess I won't then. Okay. Look, freak, I'm not gonna mention it on air, just the fact that, you have something in mind. I wouldn't steal your idea, man. And I wouldn't expect our two listeners would steal your idea, man. I mean, all right. Let's move on to the next story break. Break, do we have you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I hit the mute
Okay.
button by accident.
Oh, there you go.
Coming to us live from our PC site. Code Vein delayed to 2019.
Boo. Yeah. Jesus, I wonder what's going
Oh,
on.
people that tried it at E3 said it was rough, and that's probably why.
And then good. I'm glad like they realize like they have a problem and they need to fix it.
Yeah, I'm glad they did that as well. It's kind of sucks. But if you if you need to fix it, it's better to fix it than release it, than to release it, have people complain, and then patch it.
I wonder if
You know
it's
what I mean?
mostly on the PC side though.
I don't know. I don't know. What did they say was the problem,
They
Brick?
didn't. That's all.
No, they
I
didn't.
have a question. Did they update Twitch where I can't post links anymore?
Maybe not.
Because,
I can see them.
well, every link I try and post, I just see like a emoji, like of a sad face. But you can see the links?
I do.
Yeah.
I see the links, yeah.
Can you people in chat see them?
Yes, I can see the link, so
Well, I
yes.
didn't mean you. I'm talking about the listeners.
I don't know why
Sure.
you can't, though.
I know,
Yeah,
that's
it's weird.
weird.
Like I got a sad face emoji instead, so I didn't think it was posting.
That's the emojis telling you something, Rick. I don't know what they're telling you. Like you're wasting your life on RP grinders. I think that's what they're getting at there. All right. So yeah, delayed to 2019. Bad news, but good news, I guess, is the best way to
Yeah,
take that.
nobody ever remembers the delay, but they remember a broken ass game.
Yeah,
Breakman
for
needs to read
sure.
the next two articles.
All right, Break, go ahead.
That's just mean. Coming to us live from RPG Site, the Atelier Arland
Ooh,
trilogy is coming
nice.
to PlayStation 4 and Nintendo Switch on September 20th in Japan.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool. Damn, there's not enough Atelier in the world. Do you think this? I mean, it's got to come here. Every other Atelier game has come here practically.
No, the
So,
next one is.
yeah.
Coming to us live from Komatsu. Nelki and the Legendary Alchemist coming west for the PS4 and Switch and PC this winter. There you go.
Wow.
Nothing to do with Atelier at all, except
Yeah,
for
actually.
Ateliers of the New World.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the Atelier crossover game.
I know.
Yeah.
The game is set in the. Sorry, I scrolled too far. The game is set in the Atelier universe, celebrates the series' 20th anniversary, allowing players to experience the beloved series characters with an exciting new town building focus. Ooh, a town Building focus.
Yeah. This is definitely niche, I would say. I'm not a big like creative like game guy, like the Minecrafts or the town buildings
If it's like
or
simple, like a Dark Cloud, I wouldn't mind.
yeah.
Like I was thinking, like, is this gonna be like ActRaiser type? You know,
Yeah.
that was really fun. Like it was simple. Like you're building a city in kind of a simple form, one turn, and then the next you're doing the action stuff. So you know what, like in this,
Well, I
you
don't think you have to
know.
worry about, bats carrying off people.
Fucking bats.
Yeah, goddamn bats, man. Yeah, I wonder if it's simple like that, I wouldn't mind it. I remember ActRaiser being really fun.
Yeah.
But if it's super detailed, like my
I
son played.
remember ActRaiser 2 being super hard and hard to control and not being fun.
Yeah,
Yeah, like
part two
the
is
second
tough.
one, and it took out the sim part of it, the city building, and it's like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Which
That was
sucks because
a.
apparently it was planned and they scraped it.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they probably had to meet a release date then
Yeah.
if they scrapped it.
By the way,
That
Brake,
sucks.
this was an Atelier game. Nelki and the Legendary Alchemist,
I
Ateliers of
know,
Evil.
I said that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't. I
I
thought
know
you
you
said
didn't
they.
listen. It's okay.
You shut your mouth,
It's
you
okay.
son
Don't
of
have
a
to
bitch.
lie. You didn't listen.
You son of a bitch. All right. Next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Memories off, innocent Phil. I don't know if they meant file or Phil. Oh,
Philly.
fillet. For Switch launches October 25th in Japan. Visual novel dated. So that's about all we know about that title. So I'll go ahead and do the next one since that one was a tiny story. Undertale for Switch launches September 15th. A lot of Switch news today. So September 15th, you can experience the greatness of Undertale on the Switch if you're in Japan.
That looks like a Earthbound.
Yeah, it
Well,
does kind
it's
of.
sort of inspired by it.
Yeah.
I was gonna say it looks like an Earthbound ripoff.
Yeah.
I didn't finish the
I
statement.
think this game is really good, and I heard that you don't have to kill anything in it, which
Become
is
friends
nice.
with all of the bosses. Yeah,
Not
that's
killing is the
interesting.
only way to get the true ending, so.
Yeah. I like games like that don't you don't have to kill anything. Very rarely do you get a game like that,
Read
but
the key features of this game. This
yeah.
sounds pretty
No,
interesting.
I know. I this has been on my radar for a long time, Break. Killing is unnecessary. Negotiate out of danger using the unique battle system. Time your attacks for extra damage, then dodge enemy attacks in a style reminiscent of top-down shooters. Original art and soundtrack brimming with personality, soulful, character-rich story with an emphasis on humor. Created mostly by one person, become friends with all the bosses. At least five dogs. Ooh, that's definitely a plus. You can date a skeleton. Oh,
There you go.
is the skeleton hot?
It's a
Yeah.
skeleton. I don't think that's possible.
Oh, okay. I've seen some sexy skeletons.
You are a weird, weird person.
Have you ever been out on Halloween? Yeah, see?
That is not the
People in
same.
skeleton suits aren't the same.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
we're
Actual
it's not the
skeletons.
same here. We're
Gotcha.
talking about two different things, I think.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Now there are six dogs? Maybe you don't want to date the skeleton. Yeah, I think we determined that. I thought I found a seventh dog, but it was actually just the third dog. And also, if you play this game, can you count the dogs for me? I'm not good at it.
Apparently
So,
not.
yeah. So, let's see. Freak Five says
But I
found.
like it. I liked your little synopsis there. I thought it was kind of clever and cute.
Yeah, Frank wants to date the skeleton of one of the dogs. How dare
Ugh.
you? He's, you know what Freak Five is doing? He's just gearing up to he's gearing up to get exiled the most for episode 500. I think that's what's going on here. He's trying to say the most incendiary, inflammatory things to get exiled. I'm not going to do it the rest of the show, Freak Five.
There's
Not
no
going to do
date for
it.
the Switch version in the West, though, because
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the game is a Japanese game, but But I think Toby Fox, he may or may have not have done the music. I'm not sure.
Interesting. Okay. Well, we hope we'll get a virgin here in the West. Eric, are we
Did
going
you say I hope we get a virgin here in the West?
Yeah,
Because
I
that's
hope we get a
what it
virgin in the
sounds
West. Virgin. I hope we
like.
get a
Oh, I'm
virgin in the
sorry.
West.
Are you sure you don't want a virgin
Speaking of
instead?
I'm sure we are, because it was shown in the Nintendo Direct.
Yeah,
But
exactly.
why don't we have a date is
Yeah.
why I'm wondering.
A
So.
virgin with every game.
Yeah,
Woo-hoo!
exactly.
There we go.
72 virgins, which, by the way, doesn't sound very appealing to me. You need somebody with experience, not, don't know what the fuck they're doing. All right, Eric. Speaking
I
of.
mean, it's cool you could have a large harem, but not exactly a great trade-off.
Yeah,
But
look.
anyways,
Freak said,
Toe.
yep, I'm off next Friday and I work mornings the two Fridays. So he will be here.
Whose turn is it?
Your turn. Go for it,
Okay.
Eric.
I would have appreciated Brickman had done it, but
See, I never
Toho.
volunteer.
Toho.
As my brother-in-law, who was in the Navy, says, the Navy stands for Never Again Volunteer.
Okay.
Anyways, Toho Sojin.
Oh,
Yeah,
never. I'm
Sojin.
sorry. Never again volunteer yourself. I'm sorry. I didn't say all of it.
Toho
And I just
Sojin
like interrupting him while he's saying the title because it makes him say it over again.
Five or V. I don't know which it is, and this ad's stupid. So, but it's coming to Switch on July 26 in Japan.
Look at the Switch, man. That's the Switch is getting some good shit, man. Go
It's an
ahead.
RPG, and it first came out on the Vita on April 2016, and then PS4 on March 28 or 2018.
Free Five is
And
exiled.
no word on a localization, but hopefully it happens. Oh, and if you want to know for PC data, it came out in 2010.
Freak Five is exiled, and so is Breakman. I know I said I wouldn't do it again, but that's my last exile for the rest of the show. Maybe. I want this game too. This looks interesting. The Tohu Project game. Five coming to Switch on July
V.
26th. Yeah.
I think
Oh,
it's V.
V. Okay. Jesus Christ, you guys in finger banging. I don't know what the hell you guys are talking
What
about
the
in chat
hell?
there.
Like, is it like V the series? So, like, these are aliens that are actually lizards?
Maybe we'd have to play to find out.
Cool.
Breakman, next story, please.
Ooh, this looks like fun. Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Shoot 'em up, Starship Avenger, Operation Take Back Earth, announced for Switch and PC. Tom Create has announced Shoot 'em up, Starship. Why am I fucking reading that? Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me see. It was launched first for Switch via Nintendo eShop on July 19th, followed by PC via Steam on August 9th for 500 yen. So
Yeah.
there you go.
It looks
I
okay.
can't tell if this is a STG or if this is a side-scrolling shooter.
I know, it's kind of weird. You have this humongous ship. And it
Where
sort of.
is there a video?
Yeah, I'm playing it right
Okay.
now. It sort of looks like a side-scrolling shooter, but a much slower paced side-scrolling shooter, it looks like. I don't know what exactly is going on here, but it doesn't look like you can avoid much of anything with your big ass ship. So I don't know, we'll see. All right, next story comes to us from Gamatsu, another Tohu project.
I think the idea is that you're stationary and you have to man the guns to shoot everything down.
Yeah,
So
I think so.
it's kind of like a tower defense in a way, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Tohu
Oh, so
Pro.
it's basically Missile Command, but side scroller.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Tohu Project game Yoigami Dreamer coming to the Switch, February in Japan. The 2D fixed screen action game stars Tohu Project character Rumia. Various other characters also appear as support or as bosses, and it sort of looks like a side-scrolling platforming game
I
slash.
see a bunch of food and it reminds me of the Kirby Superstars Gourmet Race.
Yeah. Okay, next story. Let's go with Breakman.
Wait. I didn't have that one loaded yet because
That's
I wasn't
okay.
expecting to do another story right after the one I just did.
I
God,
just
you are
did a
so
story.
impossible to work with. Coming to us live from Komatsu, Sekiro Collection Volume 1 announced for Switch. Includes Strikers 1945, SOI Divide, Samurai Aces, and Gunbird. And I don't know about any of those games. What the
They're
hell
all
is.
shmups.
Oh, ooh. A four pack of shmups.
The
That sounds
Switch
cool.
is getting some decent fucking titles, man. They're doing good work over there. I
If you
hope.
thought that one was good, read the next one.
Well, before I go any farther, this one was is only confirmed for Korea so far.
Well, you could
So,
always import.
All right, Eric, last story.
the last story is Darius Cosmic Collection with the Z. Cosmic with the Z. Is there LSD included?
Exactly.
But Taito has announced Darius Cosmic Collection for Switch. Despite being absorbed by Square Enix, they're allowed to self-publish still
Wow.
under the Taito label.
Huh. Interesting. Okay, so what are we getting?
Admittedly, they have their own PR wing, so basically they just make money for Square.
All right, so what are we getting with this collection,
The
Eric?
5,200 yen standard edition of the side-scrolling shmup collection will include four arcade entries in the series, while the 16,800 yen limited production special edition will add five console entries. It will launch February 2018, or no, February 28, 2019 in Japan. So you need to get the one that's really expensive to get more games, which is dumb, and they probably won't do that if they ever localize it here. But you get Darius 2, and Sagaya, Darius Twin, which are all the arcade versions, and then you get Darius Twin, Darius Force for the Super Famicom Special Edition only, Sagaya, Sega Master System Special Edition only, and then Darius 2 for the Mega Drive. Darius Alpha for the PC Engine, and then you get the arranged CD, the official materials book, and a miniature acrylic marquee.
Interesting. I'm with you. But at least it's games they give you extra if you get the special edition and not like a pin set or something, you know. So stupid.
That was 2017. They've moved on. Now you get stickers. I think that's right. Stickers is a 2018 thing.
I didn't know the Quiet Place was out on for rental and DVD and stuff.
Dungeon's in chat. What's up, Dungeon? He says robot space fishes for everyone. So there you go.
And the game with its multiple routes and wacky endings.
Darius, I remember, was pretty cool. I think I played it at a time or two. It's pretty good. All right, that is the end of the news this week. Homie discounts. I have to mention that there's a shit ton of sales on both the Xbox and the PlayStation Store is still having their mid-year sale. I picked up Edith Finch for, I think, $10. What Remains of Edith Finch. I picked up, man, I picked up quite a few games for like $3. There was The Order for $4. I can't remember everything. Just go to the PlayStation Store, and there is a lot of good quality content there that you can get for under $10. I bought Final Fantasy X and X-2 Remaster for $15, which I think is a fair price for both those games. I wanted to pick up Nine, but $15 for Nine seems a little too much. If they had it for 10, I think I would have picked up that instead of 10, instead of 10. But yeah, good stuff. What else? There were
Destroy all humans.
Destroy All Humans 1 and 2, $3 each. There was there's just a ton of shit on both the Xbox. Breakman, you were mentioning they're having a big anime sale. That are you there? break.
I'm here. I didn't know you were expecting me to say something.
Yeah, I was. Mm-hmm. I was. You.
You mentioned a big anime sale, and
is there anything,
I'm like, wait, am I supposed to pop in? Like, yeah. I mean, there's anime games and anime television shows on sale. So, yeah. Like Dragon Ball Super and Attack on Titan, stuff like that.
Yeah, Freak Five says Ant-Man and the Wasp was awesome. No spoilers, Freak Five. I haven't seen it yet.
They have the Mega Man.
I haven't seen Ant-Man either. So.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. What did you
say? I'm gonna wait until Ant-Man comes out on DVD.
How dare you?
Whatever.
Why? It's a great, great movie. I heard.
I know, but I don't want to.
I heard it's just an okay movie.
I've already gone to a couple movies this year, or a few movies even. I don't really want to go to any more movies. Just,
well, you're poor, so it's understandable. You don't have any money right now.
Frank
so
doesn't have a job, and he's calling him poor.
I know.
I'm even poorer. Yeah, well, I mean, we're all poor. I mean, none of us are in the 1%, so.
No shit, you know. Exactly.
So, let's see. All right, any Twitter questions or comments, Break?
No, I haven't even got a Would You Rather yet.
I think you got something today. You might want to check. I think somebody sent something today. But while you're looking for that.
Oh, okay. I do see a couple. That was about a half hour ago. No wonder I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I got a couple of suggestions for Mexican movie. Your medieval Mexican movie.
Yeah. Type. What do we got?
I'm not going to spoil them. We got two more weeks.
Oh, okay. So send in your titles for the medieval Mexican movie that I mentioned a couple episodes back, and you'll be. We'll judge them on 500. How does that sound?
That was the goal.
Yeah.
Is Dragon's Crown Pro on that PSN sale?
It is, I think, but it's only like. I mean, it's still. Up there in
still
price,
high.
Yeah. I think you can get a physical copy at GameStop for the same price with the nice.
You might as well do that then.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I did pick up Dungeon Like This. I picked up Kiwami. What do they call that?
Yakuza
Kiwami for $10 steelbook. Version at Best Buy. So if you're looking to pick up that on the cheap, make sure and go to Best Buy and pick that up. It's only $10. So, okay. What have you been playing, Breakman?
I've mostly been playing Mortal Kombat this week. Actually, I beat it with all the characters. And let me just thank NetherRealm Studios for finally making a manageable boss fight. Like. They've just had some absolutely ridiculous bosses in the past in the Mortal Kombat games.
Yeah.
This one's actually a really easy. I mean, compared to a lot of end bosses in fighting games, this one's actually really easy. So,
okay.
I actually appreciate that because. Let me see. There have been guys that reflect back your powers. Like I think it was the Minotaur or not Minotaur. Was it Centaur or something? I can't remember what his name was.
Yeah,
you know who I'm talking about from the third Mortal Kombat.
Mintaro, I think, is his name, or
something
like
you,
that.
You'd, for instance, if you're using Sub Zero, you try and hit him with an ice blast.
Yeah,
and
reflect
back at you and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like Shao Kahn in most versions of Mortal Kombat, you try and hit him with ice and it doesn't affect him.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
Yeah,
it's
know.
Irritating as shit.
Yeah,
it's like you give them less damage and they deal more damage, or take less damage and deal more damage, and they're immune to a lot of your attacks. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Freak 5 says Cloak and Dagger's been great. Things Shriek and Grow, so he's spoiling Ant-Man and the Wasp for us. Don't look, Break. Frank sent a dick pic. How dare you? And then Breakman is exiled. Dungeon says.
Oh, would you like me to go ahead and share with everyone what I said?
How dare you?
Oh, I said that was a dick pic. I thought it was a couple of beans and a piece of rice.
How dare you? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. That's kind of racist too. No, I'm kidding. Let's see. Dungeon said Ant-Man and the Wasp was epic. And then, oh, nice. Enjoy being a badass in Kamaroko. He's talking about Kiwami. So yeah, there you go. How dare you, Break Man?
What are you saying? What are you talking about?
All right, so what else you been playing?
I ended a little bit of Star Wars Battlefront, but mostly I've just been playing through Mortal Kombat and unlocking stuff. And let me say, it's really annoying that you have to unlock fatalities.
Yeah, I know. That sucks. I think it's annoying that you have to put multiple button presses for fatalities. Like, if they just made the fatalities a lot simpler, I think they'd bring.
Well, they actually, in this one, there you can unlock these easy fatality ability. Like, yeah. All you have to do is hold right trigger and hit a certain button.
Yeah, but why do we have
to? So this one does have easy fatalities.
Why do we have to unlock it? Why can't we just have that from the get? You know what I mean? Like, that would bring a lot more people into the Mortal Kombat fold, I think. You know, like, if that was a feature that you could turn on right at the beginning, like easy fatalities, all of them. You know what I mean? So that way, if you do, like, maybe at the end, you do a quick button press, like, you get the pleasure of seeing a fatality instead of having to hope that you hit, like, a series of 50 million buttons and, you know. I think it would just be cool to do that right from the get. Dungeon says he finished Jurassic Park Evolution with minimal, quote, accidents. Ooh, nice, man. I know I've been watching Dungeon. He's been watching. That sounds so creepy.
So what kind of accidents? Do these accidents result in dinosaurs getting free and people being, you know, eaten?
Yeah, exactly. Anybody die? Anybody get eaten by the T-Rex?
Or is it like Sims where you can cause the accidents?
I think it's like Sims. Dungeon's been on that game, so I'm glad he finished.
Or like, what was that? What was that? Animal Tycoon? Is that, or Zoo Tycoon?
Yes.
Zoo Tycoon.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yes.
And you could have like a lion pen and just kind of open a gate at some point.
Yeah.
Let your lions run loose through the zoo.
You know,
I know they had like a dinosaur pack too, so you could let like a T-Rex loose in the zoo. Like,
exactly. Freak says he's been playing Final Fantasy. Which one, Freak 5? And Bridget says, or you can play Mortal Kombat like I do. Yeah, you know what?
He's playing the original Final Fantasy. Remember, he named all of us after named all of his characters after us last week.
Yeah. That's right. Bridget,
did you run into Warmech and get your ass handed to you?
Bridget actually can beat me at Mortal Kombat when she gets Leatherface. That's her favorite character.
How does she play? She says, how does she play?
Well, you can just play Mortal Kombat. You can just play Mortal Kombat like her, she says. That's
oh, okay. Yeah.
Let's see. Well, there might have been the time when my velociraptors got irritated, broke free, and may have eaten a guest or two. I had to trank them and put them back.
And you saved money on food.
Yeah,
exactly. You don't have to feed them for like a day or two.
Yeah. He hasn't made it that far yet, Freak 5 said on Final Fantasy. Dungeon also says, but herbivores are just as violent. An ankylosaur that was lonely broke free and ran over the guests. So I started growing dinosaurs in pairs. Yeah, that's you don't want those big-ass ankylosaurs rampaging, you know. But actually, I think I would, man. I'd be the type to just let everything loose and eat and, you know, destroy all humans. You know,
yeah,
I mean.
See, that's the kind of stuff I'd do with Zoot when I played Zoot Tycoon, because I just want to see what they're going to do if you let them free. Like, will these monkeys throw poo?
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Let's find out.
Yeah, exactly. Freak 5 says, LOL, I forgot how much was shitty about that game. Yeah, Final Fantasy 1 is, it's okay, but 2 is the real shit fest, man.
In the original, I hate when you have to do like the whole Earth crystal thing.
Yeah,
you have to go down in that cave, and then you have to fight the vampire, and you're like, oh,
then you have to leave, and then go back in.
Yeah, and then you have to go through another cave and get another item, then go back.
Yeah,
and go all the way through that cave again to get to the goddamn lich. It's such a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Dungeon says, but there were some dinosaurs that were just irritating. I was like, okay, you caused too many problems. Time to trank you and sell you.
Jurassic Park, Dino Trader Slaver.
Freak Five says they don't tell you what the spells do or the stats on weapons and armor or which class can use them.
Well, it doesn't matter since if you're playing the original Final Fantasy, your elemental abilities are fucked because a lot of the game's broken.
Dungeon says I accidentally put a carnivore in the same pen with a bunch of peaceful triceratops. That did not end well.
Ooh, those poor triceratops. That's sad.
Yeah.
Not the people that were eaten by the raptors, just what happened to those triceratops.
Yeah. Poor triceratops. How dare you, Dungeon? I knew Dungeon was sadistic, but I didn't know how sadistic.
He said it was an accident.
Yeah. Accident. That's what they all say. Accident. You did that shit on purpose, Dungeon. All right. Anything else you've been playing, Break?
No, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, and I get the NES and Super NES Classics. I'm gonna play more of those.
Yeah, that's awesome. We
I need to
saw
make my
it.
own Final Fantasy team. I'm not gonna do the classic. I'm tired of the classic shit. I'm gonna come up with another team.
Yeah.
I don't know what I wanna roll with.
Yeah,
I figured
exactly.
that out.
Yeah.
Make them all thieves so they can all be ninjas.
That'd be pretty funny. I went with an all warrior team before. Like they just you gotta spend a lot of money buying like healing stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Dungeon says Triceratops are like the super friendliest dinos. They don't care if they need more trees or grass or surrounded by dinos. They just exist to be happy. So they're like the dogs of Jurassic Park Evolution, apparently. So that's
I was
cool.
thinking more of Cal.
Yeah, maybe Cal. Yeah. Okay, I could see that. All right, what have you been playing, Eric?
I've been playing more Psychedelica of the Black Butterfly, which I finished, so there'll be a review of that next week or earlier if I can get it up. Like, 'cause my day's gonna be busy tomorrow. I gotta wake up, drive to my parents' house, do laundry, and then at some point I have to go to the dentist for a dentist appointment.
Yeah. That sucks,
That's
man.
half the day gone.
Yeah, for sure. Then it always going to the dentist takes super long, man, no matter what you get done at a dentist. So
Well, a lot of that is sitting and waiting.
Yep, exactly. What else you play, Eric?
I also played a little bit of East Memories of Celceta on Steam. That's all I'll mention because the embargo. It's stupid. It's like let's have an embargo for a game we localized for the Vita a couple of years
Yeah,
ago.
exactly. So Celceta's been around forever, man. That's dumb. All right, what
That's
else
been
you
around since 20, like, what, 14,
Yeah,
maybe?
yeah. What else you been playing, Eric?
I also played Touhou, Scarlet Curiosity on Steam,
All
because I never
right.
got around to playing the PS4 version because they never gave me code for that one because they didn't have enough codes, I guess.
Okay.
But I ran into a weird issue where the games were just running poorly, and I
Wow.
thought that the game was just poorly optimized. Then I go into my global settings for my video card, and for whatever reason, the texture resolution option was set to standard, so I set it to performance and it ran like the way it should have. I
Wow.
think when you set it to standard, it uses your computer's internal video card rather than the
Ah,
graphics, which
gotcha.
is weird.
That
Like,
is
why would
weird.
you do that?
I'm glad you figured out a workaround for that.
I
That's
turned
good.
a couple other things on too, so I'm not sure if that was the only thing I did that fixed it,
Yeah.
but
All right. What
but
else, Eric?
that one is kind of like an East game.
Yeah.
So after that, I since I finished Psychedelica the Ashen Hawk yesterday, I started up Ashen Hawk like this morning, and didn't get very far, but that so I can't really comment on it because the way breaks work at my work now is that I don't get enough time during lunch because we don't get a full 30 minutes of lunch anymore.
What the fuck, man? No 30-minute lunches? That's fucking ridiculous. I'd riot. What else, Eric?
But I also felt like playing Mega Man Legends on Monday on my day off, and I got through most of it.
Awesome.
And I tried playing on my PS Vita TV, and I noticed like it was probably due to the fact that I put it on standby, but the audio was out of sync at some points. It did get fixed once I decided to just do a hard reset. But that was odd. But another thing I noticed, like that can be fixed is like the game's super laggy in places like the Apple Market, which is like one of the first places that you meet in the game. And I think it's always been laggy, but it's like laggier than usual.
Dungeon
So
set.
What are you playing it on?
I don't think the emulator that
Oh,
I that
emulator.
the emu no, it's an emulator that the game runs through when you're playing on your PS Vita or PSP.
Yeah, that's probably the
Because
problem.
those are the PS1 classic games.
Yeah. Let's see. Dungeon says, yay, Mega Man Legends. And Freak 5 says, I think if you work 8 hours, they're required to give you a 30-minute lunch, Eric. So, yeah.
Yeah,
You know.
well, the way we do it is like we get a 10-minute break, and then we get a 15-minute break for our lunch,
Wow.
and we get paid for those
Well, that's cool, but
instead of.
not. I think you need to look into that, but not, 'cause I'm pretty sure he's right about 30
I'm
minutes.
pretty sure too. They can't
Like you're
break up
supposed to
your
get a
lunch
30-minute
like that.
lunch if you work an 8-hour shift.
By the way, like 30 minutes.
Well, the thing is, I don't think it's quite 8 hours, so I think that's how they can get around that.
Yeah, maybe.
It might be.
Yeah.
It's like close to 8 hours, but it's not quite 8 hours.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
But yeah, it's like six.
We start at 7 and we work to 3.
So they get around it by giving you like a few. Man, companies are assholes. You know? Fuck
It's for
that.
for productivity and such.
Yeah, right.
Just that which is just a shitty excuse to
Screw you over. Yeah.
make you work more so they can earn more.
Yeah.
That's an 8-hour shift, though. I don't.
Yeah.
Because before we had to clock out for lunch, and we weren't paid for that 30 minutes.
Wow, weird. I look
Well, no,
into
that's
it.
not weird. That's normal. You don't normally get paid for lunch. So I see what you're saying. It's like they make you work through. So instead of going like a full 8 hours, you're going like 7 hours and 45 minutes, technically.
That's how they get around it. That's some bullshit, man. That's BS.
Yeah, that's shady.
Yeah, it is shady, man. All right. I've been playing a little bit of MPQ. I played Uncharted 2. I beat Uncharted 2
Although
Remaster.
I think next week for the company picnic, we're gonna have an hour lunch break, and we get paid for that hour, so.
That's good.
Oh, whoopee.
Yeah,
That's fucking
exactly.
still bullshit to me, dude. I
Yeah.
like just my company treats me a lot better than that.
Yeah. I'll have a
Like
review.
for instance, I had got off early today because I had to get here to wait for the I had to hurry up and come home and wait for the plumber. You know how that shit is.
Yeah, I
But
know.
I only worked 12 to no or I worked 9 to noon today, and I still took like a 15-minute break.
Yeah. There's you 4 hours, you're supposed to get a 15 or
I only worked
something.
3 hours.
I know, but
That's what I'm
still,
saying,
that's good.
and I still took a 15-minute break, and
That's
it
good.
was no problem.
That's good. All right, I've been playing. I beat Uncharted 2. I'll do a review in just a second. Started Uncharted 3 Remastered. Games are as good as they were. I remember them. Although Uncharted 2 did not. It wasn't a significant upgrade from one. You still have this problem where, every enemy is like a perfect shot every single fucking time. It's like, really? Like, these guys are hitting me clear across
Oh,
the
I
map.
hate that. Which game is that?
Uncharted 2.
Okay. I fucking hate that.
Yeah, it's stupid. They hit you like no matter what every single time. So, like, towards the end, you got to battle these. I think they're like souped up humans, but they're running around like 15 times faster than you. And if you're on the other side of the map, they'll just fucking shoot you with their crossbow in two hits and you're dead. And they never miss. They never miss. And it's like, it gets a little frustrating.
Oh, I had a lulls that I didn't put up until now because I didn't know the date. And now
all right,
I know
Eric,
the date.
Let me finish with my what I've been playing and stuff and put it in the dock and we'll get to it.
Okay. I just thought I'd mention it. That's all.
Okay. What Remains of Edith Finch? I started playing that. So far, it's a neat kind of atmospheric walking simulator. But it's pretty cool. For a budget game, it looks pretty good. And I did.
Is that on sale right now?
Yeah, it's $9.99 down from $20.
Might get that.
Yeah, I would. I think it's worth it.
I'll see what else there is first.
Yeah, there's Vanishing of Ethan Carter for $5.99. There's a bunch of shit really.
Is that another walking simulator?
No, that one's more of an action game than
third-person shooter.
I think so. I didn't get that particular one. I should have, because at $6, you really can't go wrong. Odin Sphere Lethrasthir or what have
wait,
you.
Wait, is Marlo Briggs on sale?
I don't know what that is.
I heard it's like an amazing God of War clone because it's so bad it's good type deal.
I couldn't tell you, Eric. I didn't see it when it could be. Odin Sphere, that game is good. Marlo Briggs, Dungeon Buster says. Yeah, you know what? I think I did see Marlo Briggs on sale. I don't remember how much it was, but Odin Sphere is great. It's pretty velvety smooth on the PS4
I think Marlo
Pro.
Briggs might have been a 360 PC only game, though. So. Mm.
Okay. So yeah, I'd recommend picking up Odin Sphere. It's a fun game. My quick review of Uncharted 2, I already mentioned the things I hated about the game, things I like. It's a really good remaster. Although I did find like for a big action title like Uncharted, like I did find a couple of bugs, and one of them I thought that I found a game-breaking bug because I got stuck somewhere, like in a corner, and I, for the life of me, could not get out of that corner.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was weird, and I was like, what the hell's going on here? But I don't know what I did to get out of it, but I got out of it, and, you know, so, but it's a good game. I give it... I think I gave Uncharted 1 an 8 out of 10. I'm giving Uncharted an 8.5. It improved some things, like the hand-to-hand combat is a little bit better, seemed a little bit smoother. But like I said, every enemy is like a perfect shot in that game. So if you are exposed, if you're not undercover, you're going to get shot. Like, there's just no way around it, you know. So, but it's fun. And it's got a good story. I really like the story in the Uncharted series. You know, kind of contrived and kind of, you know, cliche, but fun, real fun. I mean, that's the number one thing with a video game that I like out of everything. I mean, people talk about graphics and gameplay. I like how much fun you have with the game, and I have quite a bit of fun with the Uncharted games. So I give it an 8.5 out of 10, and I'm hoping to have Uncharted 3 and maybe 4 done by next week so I can move on to finish maybe Alien Isolation and a few others that I did pick up. Speaking of good games, I picked up Ease Origin on the cheap on PS4 too, so I'll probably be starting that pretty soon.
Wonder if the company that did Origin wouldn't mind porting some other Ease games, like with Xseed's permission.
I hope.
Because, like, Xseed can't, like, do the coding work themselves, so maybe they can employ them to, like, do the port work.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind. Dungeon says Marlo Briggs is an amazing B-movie action game. He has it on Steam. Yeah, that's cool. All right, let's move on to our stinkos. Breakman, it looks like you have a couple of stinkos this week. Breakman, did we lose Breakman?
No, I'm here. Oh, okay. I do have a couple of stinkos. Let me see here. I'll go with this one first because it's just the first one I click on.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what this website is. Reason.com? There are a lot of links on this one, but the basic gist is there was a 11-year-old kid who was delivering his newspaper. He had a paper route, which is the worst job in the world.
Yeah.
As somebody who also had a paper route and also lives in Ohio, because this happened in Ohio. This was in Arlington. I do not know where Arlington is. Yeah. Sorry, Arlington. I know. We live in the same state and everything, but I don't know where you're at. But basically, he was out delivering the papers on a new paper route, and a neighbor called the police on him.
Yeah. Oh boy. Well, we live in the age of Trump, which means racism is okay, and you know, calling the cops for anything. I saw a video of this racist guy trying to get this black family arrested at his pool. And it's as ridiculous as it sounds.
I know.
Look at this kid.
There have been a lot of like these ridiculous stories coming up lately of people unnecessarily calling the police on people, like that lady calling the police on a kid trying to sell water in front of her house or in front of her apartment. Like, are you kidding me?
Exactly.
And then I saw there was some old lady who was given I don't remember what the kid was selling, but she was just going off on this kid, and like, you need a permit to sell, like. Like, do you jump down the throats of, like, Girl Scouts and if you see them, like, begging for cookies? Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah,
seriously?
You know,
like, you're doing this because the kid's black.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. You know, I think, though, on the good side of things, Break, there are more and more people that are realizing just that. That you know, people are being called out while driving while black or brown. Freak 5 says, damn, can't even work while black.
I called this story out specifically because I used to be a paperboy, and it's a terrible, it's a thankless job, really.
Yeah.
Like, you'll go knock on people's doors and you can hear them, like, turn the TV down suddenly and don't say anything. Like, you guys owe me money, and I gotta go back and tell this guy, or tell my boss, I was a woman, I don't want to say guy, but that why I couldn't get money from you. Like, thanks for that. Like, why are we delivering papers there? Why aren't you getting money from them?
Yeah,
and, you gotta go out no matter rain, sleet, snow, whatever. Doesn't fucking matter.
Freak 5 says, I bet this
don't
person.
Get paid shit.
No, you don't. Freak 5 says, I bet this person thinks every black person is lazy. Probably. Just like, I never understood the argument. Like, I'm going to go with my race for a second here. I hear a lot of people saying that Mexicans are lazy. And I look at him and I'm like, do you really mean that? Like, do you?
I'm pretty sure Donald Trump is lazy.
Come on, he uses a golf cart to go golfing, so you know.
Based on his logic, he's a Mexican.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, how can you think that Mexican people are lazy when, you know, the majority in the service, majority of people in the service industry end up being Hispanic. Like, it makes zero sense.
This is the same people that think millennials are lazy.
Yeah, exactly. Construction workers, if you look at the makeup of construction workers in this country, the people that help make the roads, my dad was...
It's all these people who group everybody into, like, a category.
Yes.
Like, it's, like, you can't do that. Like, people don't fit into categories, you know?
Yeah. Dungeon says, it just goes to show you how many closet racists there are in the wild. Yes, it honestly does. I mean, you know, it's just... you know, ridiculous. Bridget brings up one of her son's black friends got shot and murdered by a cop because he was trying to commit suicide. That's the world we live in right now in the United States. I'm going to get to my stinko in a minute, but you have another stinko, Break.
Okay, so, you know, that one was bad enough. And this one, goes to Forbes magazine, who has published an article earlier in this week, probably just a couple days ago, celebrating self-made women. You know, women who have become, who started with nothing and basically created themselves and are now becoming billionaires. Yeah. Well, on the cover of Forbes magazine, they decide to put, well, can you take a wild guess?
Kylie Jenner.
Kylie fucking Jenner.
Yeah.
And they called her one of the 60th richest self-made women in America.
Oy, oy, oy. Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, I made a comparison on Twitter. Like, she is basically Donald Trump. Like, she was born. She was born with a silver spoon in her fucking mouth.
Yeah. Yeah,
she
no
was,
question.
She was 10 steps ahead of everybody at birth.
You know what I find?
It's, like, there's no self-made when you come from
right.
money.
Here's the deal, though, Brake. Like, what? Like, how? I don't know what these people do. What does Kylie Jenner do? She doesn't do anything. It's the same
thing. She made
her
own, like, cosmetics line, I think. But she had to get. Where do you think she got money from?
Yeah.
Where do you think she got the popularity? She went out and modeled and stuff like that. Where did she get the popularity to do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Mrs. Brakeman watches a show every year called America's Next Top Model.
Uh-huh.
I see how many of these girls and women try to become models.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, she got one foot in the door because of her parents, basically.
And her sister.
And her sister and her. I can't believe she got a TV deal out of a sex tape. I just don't understand how any of that happened in the first place.
You know, it's
never
weird.
Mind that the industry she's like a part of is like the most shallow shit ever.
Yeah, you know, it's weird, Brake. Like when Kim Kardashian became a thing. Like, I said this to people from the beginning. What does she do? She doesn't do any modeling. She doesn't, you know, have her own clothesline. I mean, that's since changed. You know, she got famous because she was with a rapper. You know what I mean? And had a sex tape. That's how she got famous. And I'm like, and I saw that tape. She doesn't look like a good lay. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah. That was one of the worst sex. Like, all these sex tapes are garbage, but that was one of the worst ones.
Yeah, it was awful. Like, it was boring. Like really, that's what you get into when you get into that? Like, seriously, there's, like, I mean, honestly, there is nothing Kim Kardashian has ever done that's impressed me. Nope. She hasn't been an actress. She hasn't been a singer. Although I think she tried singing at one point, which
she got
awful.
One of those auto-tune songs, probably.
Yeah, it was
I
auto-tune.
See that? I hate that shit.
Yep. So Kylie Jenner's just a long line of do-nothings, you know, that are super uber rich just because they're rich. You know,
I know, and like I see, and I saw some girls on Twitter going, but she inspires me.
Yeah.
Like, you're inspired by a television star, like,
right.
Really have a problem.
Well, okay, and then, you know, Kim Kardashian made a shit ton of money later on when she had that stupid Kardashian video game where the paparazzi would follow you. It's one of those pay to win, you know, type games on the phone. But other than that, like, they've done nothing. At least Paris Hilton started movies and was halfway competent. You know what I mean? Like these people, I'm just like, what? Why? Yeah, so I can see why that would be one of your stinkos, Brake. I mean, seriously, $900 million. Holy fuck. She's almost a billionaire.
I know.
She's dead.
And, she's not self-made. Like, that's what just drives me fucking crazy.
Yeah, Dungeon
says. I mean, yes, like, her career, like, she has a great career. I'm good, happy for her. Yeah, whatever. What? I don't fucking care. But you didn't get there from, like, your hard work and determination alone. You got in there because your parents
reputation.
Were fucking rich and famous.
Yep, reputation.
And your sister was famous.
Yep.
And they made you famous by being on a TV show.
Yep. Dungeon says, I liked it when Merriam-Webster tweeted the definition of self-made. Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty funny.
That was pretty funny. Freak 5 says, LOL, they should put Kim Kardashian into a Leisure Suit Larry game. She'd fit right in to one of those games for sure.
I think that'd be the one time we'd be all in for it, too. Like, all right,
exactly.
I'll play that game.
Yeah. Larry screws up and suffocates under her ass. That's funny. All right, Eric, your stinko, if you have one. Do you have one?
I don't have it listed, but I guess I can mention the very bizarre plastic straw bans that is going on right now that really only hurts people with disabilities.
Yeah, yeah.
You're talking let's be green, but let's completely ignore these people.
You're talking about the Starbucks ban on plastic. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I know. That is a stinko, especially for disabled people, man. That,
plastic bendy straws, specifically.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Just like, they might not have a whole hand to, you know, right. bend the straw on their own.
Or maybe a paraplegic that needs a bendy straw to drink. I mean, seriously, mm-hmm. that's ridiculous. She's hot. There's no question about it, Break, but... You know,
well, I'm saying, like, as far as, like, looking at her on television, but I was about to say, and since you already brought me into it,
yeah.
like, I'm sure, like, if I was in the same room with her, I'd be like, oh, my God,
yeah.
like, wow, she yeah. is hot. But, like, yeah. as far as, like, a television celebrity, like, just there's so many, like, better,
yeah.
like, more attractive.
Freak 5 says, hell, it could be a celebrity sex tape game. Larry's trying to make a sex tape and meets different celebrities who have made them before and tries to get them to make one with him. Dungeon says, I've never understood how that blew up. She's hot. I've seen better. Of course, Dungeon, I've seen better, but she is. I mean, Kim Kardashian is hot, man. And
like what you were talking about, like the Paris Hilton sex tape. Like Paris Hilton was pretty hot. Like
yeah.
it's like I can understand like why her sex tape blew up, but the Kim Kardashian one I never understood.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about sex tapes, even Paris Hilton's was. I mean, she looks like a boring.
No, the sex tape itself was garbage. I'm saying, yeah. like, but she was hot.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I understand, you know, but yeah, no, I mean, she's good to look at, but man, in the sack, neither of those seems like a very good attractive option to me. I don't know, maybe I'm different, but like you said, I wouldn't kick her out of bed. All right.
I'd be too busy drooling.
Yeah.
Whatever, do it.
yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Exactly. All right, I'm going to move on to my stinko. The first one goes to YouTube. I was listening to a playlist the other day, and now YouTube is interrupting songs right in the middle of the song. Instead of...
Oh, what the... Yeah, yes. That's happened to me too on YouTube. What yeah. the fuck?
Yeah, they're really screwing the pooch there. Instead of waiting in between songs on a playlist, they put it right dab in the middle of a fucking song, and it's jarring. And it sucks, and fuck YouTube for doing that. I know why they're doing that. They want people to pay for their music service, but that is definitely not the way to do it. You're just making people angry, and their algorithms
yeah,
suck.
Speaking of making people angry, can I just, as a side, like, why is Tom Petty listed as country?
Yes, that's,
what
yeah.
What the fuck, YouTube? What yeah. what the fuck is this?
Yeah, exactly.
It irritates the shit out of me, but go on. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. And now, in Fascism 101, we are now detaining U.S. citizens. There have been reports out
of... What do you mean, now?
Yeah, well, yeah, but I'm saying it's now coming to light.
Okay.
So now, I'm assuming the articles that I read didn't state specifically if these people were... You know, brown people, Hispanic, but I'm assuming they are because that's who we're targeting now is Hispanics and black people. But mostly Hispanics when it comes to deportation. So now we are now detaining U.S. citizens. And not only that, we're kicking people out of the army that signed up to the army specifically to... gain citizenship. There have been 40 people that have been discharged with no reason from the United States Army and are probably going to be deported back to their country of origin. But my big concern is we really are on the path to a dictatorship slash fascist nation. With the, we should all be outraged, regardless if somebody's white, black, yellow, whatever. if they're being held illegally and a U.S. citizen. We all should be up in arms protesting and getting into the streets. Because if you can do it to one person, you can do it to a ton of people. And it's wrong. It's not only is it immoral, it's illegal. We're supposed to be a country of law. You know, we have the rule of law here. And it's fucking ridiculous that we're detaining United States citizens and still separating the children from their families. And then I heard somebody on TV make the argument that, you know, when somebody in the United States commits a crime, they don't get to take their kids to jail with them. A lot of these people are seeking asylum, which is perfectly legal. If you're, you know, running away from oppression or, you know, drug runners or domestic violence, a lot of cases, these, you know, there are women coming with their children that are, you know, terrorized by their baby's daddy. I mean, there's a myriad of reasons people can seek asylum in this country. And, you know, it's up to Trump and Jeff Sessions and a lot of these complicit pieces of shit that are really, really putting us on the path to ruin our democracy. And it sucks. I'm looking at chat here. I sent an email to Sierra. Oh, I have no idea what you're talking about there, Freak Five. Another stinko fucking Supreme Court choice. I hope.
Oh, he was talking about the game idea of Kim Kardashian and the Leisure Suit Larry games.
Yeah, yeah.
He's talking about sending them an email.
Exactly. Terrible choice for the Supreme Court, but I don't think that's surprising. Roe v. Wade is doomed because the Democrats don't have a spine. They're not going to block this appointee like the Republicans did for Merrick Garland. There's a lot of liberal-leaning policies that are going to be changed by the new Supreme Court. It reeks of so much wrong. So I don't know what to say other than that, unless you guys have anything to add. Eric, you have anything to add about the Supreme Court or how we're detaining United States citizens now?
Not much more than I've already said or you've already said.
Yeah. What about you, Brake? Any?
No, I got nothing.
Yeah. There really isn't anything more than it's just wrong, you know? All right, let's move on to our sweetos. Brake Man, do you have a sweeto?
That my outside faucet has been repaired. I guess that's it. Even though stinko is how much it cost me. But
yeah.
Whatever.
Ugh, yeah. That sucks, man. It wasn't a minor repair that you could, do yourself. I mean, faucets suck when they start leaking.
I would just like to say in chat that Dungeon Buster said Paris Hilton just no. And responding to that, Freak says, friction is friction. I will be able to get the job done.
Let's see. Dungeon also says it could be worse. One of the judges, like Ginsburg, could have been chosen to retire. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's pretty bad, Dungeon. Like, anytime you have a majority on the other side, it's, man. And some of those, quote, liberal judges are more centrist than liberal. So, you know, we're leaning right on the courts. We're right on, you know, the Senate. We're right in the House. We're right all the way around.
Yeah, I mean, he's saying that, like, she's... the person who chose to who retire is really centralist.
Yeah, what happens
if, as opposed to left leaning?
What happens if Ginsburg dies? I mean, then it's really bad. You know, there's got to be some type of legislation to stop this.
Yeah, I think we don't. I think we shouldn't worry yet. But if something else happens, then we should start worrying.
Freak Five says, "LOL, I would make a sex tape too, so I have proof when I tell the story." Yeah, why not? All right, let's move on to our
sweeto. Why aren't you wet yet?
Yeah. Break. Do you have a sweeto? I didn't see one listed.
I just We just
The faucet. Okay.
I have a Lulz though.
Okay, go ahead.
And we've got Lulz too, but we're on Sweetos.
Yeah, but I don't have any. So
okay.
Well, Frank has a Sweeto, I'm sure.
Oh. I do. I have a triumvirate of Sweetos. I'm gonna start with the baby Trump blimp in London. They don't like Trump in London.
It's a diaper.
Yeah. I'm gonna.
I wanted to make a comment on that, and I didn't get a chance when I saw that on Twitter. Like, basically, you know, the comment is, I keep hearing Trump supporters saying, like, "Well, Trump's making us respectable around the world." Yeah. Really, you think?
Yeah.
You think people respect us around the world now? Do you see this kind of stuff?
Look, they're okay.
No, I don't remember ever seeing the president in a diaper and a giant balloon before.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, come on, like we've lost respect under Trump. We're not getting respect from other countries.
Yeah.
Unless they're talking about exactly themselves.
Yeah,
I mean, they're probably talking about like Russia and North Korea and stuff like that. Well, look at them countries. Like, well, the assholes are siding with Trump.
Yeah,
what a shock.
Yeah, I know it's.
I mean, every other day I read something about North Korea, like it's on and it's off and it's on and it's off and shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
North Korea is doing this to undermine like what they said and stuff like, well, what a shock. And Freak says, yeah, no, Kennedy was right. He just sided with the left on the LGBTQ issues. And that's why I said he was more centralist than anything.
He's more leaning right.
And he said the last 14 cases, he sided with the right.
Yep. So, you know, it's weird. But the guy that they picked is even more right. He definitely is not a fan of Roe v. Wade. So, women, if you're voters, get out and vote. Vote these people out. I mean, that's all you can do. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Like, we live in a kangaroo country now. It's just, it's weird. But yeah, the blimp was a mass protest in England. Today, our idiot president met with Theresa May, who's no saint herself. And they put out this big blimp, and I think that was a very apt. It's a giant Trump blimp in a diaper, and because he's a big baby. Everything has to be the best, the biggest. He's never done anything that's record breaking. You know, he's just a child. So I thought that was very appropriate.
That's an insult to children.
Yeah. Exactly. And also, another Sweeto is I defeated the painting game this week. So,
how was that end boss?
The end boss, I left the end boss. I still have one more end boss. I have like extra game content called the basement to do. But that's going to be a lot easier. The end boss was the trim. And I got to tell you, that was the toughest boss I think I've ever, you know. That and touch-ups was pretty tedious, and you know, so I give the painting game a solid 1 out of 10. It is probably one of the worst games I've ever played in my life. The painting game,
Dungeon Buster in chat says he ripped May's Brexit deal and then says nice things after the meeting. Credibility. How does it work?
Yeah, he does. He has none. He's a laughingstock.
Yeah, like I don't understand like his supporters, because he'll do stuff like this. Like he'll say one thing like to people's faces, and then he talks shit. Like
his
he talks
supporters...
total trash about him, and then he's nice to their faces, and he's talking trash about him. And
you know what's like... funny? You know what's funny, Brake, is I mean, he really has no credibility around the world. He does. He says one thing, which is 99% of the time lying. Like, he's a pathological liar, which most politicians are. But Trump takes it up, you know.
No, he makes sort of fucking art form. It's ridiculous.
And I just wonder if it's ever going to catch up, because our allies are not – I mean – what happens if all of a sudden now our allies aren't our allies? We're fucked economically. You know, we need these people to trade with and stuff. I do have to say one thing. I don't think he's far off base, like trying to get more money out of NATO. I think past
there, present... it's not that I don't disagree with a lot of things. Like, I believe there are trade inequities between our countries and other countries. It's the way he does things is the problem.
He's not a diplomat.
And for this, and for what you're talking about right now, like it's not that I kind of, that it's not that I totally disagree. It's how you're doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
and like everything else, Trump does it like a dumbass.
But see, like the deal was 2% by the year 2024. Last I checked, it's not 2024. So let's give these countries a chance to, you know, respond and
don't,
pay.
Don't walk into a room and say, I want 4% from everybody, and then get up and walk out.
Yeah. That's, I mean,
that's not leadership. That's being an asshole.
Yeah, he's not a good leader. He's not a good negotiator. And I have this. I still have this sneaking suspicion that
his company went bankrupt 6 times.
Yeah, I have. Of course, I have this sinking suspicion that he has more, way more debt than he has ever had money. That's just maybe at the beginning when he first started out, because he got handed $500 million. This is what you are talking about, Brake, like silver spoon. You want to talk about silver spoon on a platter. Donald Trump is that, you know. Another sweeto I forgot. I don't know if I mentioned last week, but Scott Pruitt resigned. Good riddance, you fucking piece of shit. Fuck him. And then the last one, you guys are going to have to indulge me in just a minute here. I call this one the choker. All right. So I was tending to my garden of beautiful, beautiful legal plants here in Colorado. And, you know, I'm just I'm finishing up, you know, pruning and doing whatever I do in the garden there. And I get up to go back inside the house, and all of a sudden I hear "Hah!" and followed by a lot of laughter. Okay. And I looked around, and Bridget's like red with laughter. She's laughing hysterically. Right. And I go, are you okay? Like, did you just throw up or something? And she's laughing and laughing. And she goes, no, what happened was I was walking, she was running, and like a piece of her hair had perfectly went into the back of her mouth and choked her. So I was like, how is that even possible? So she choked her own self with her own hair unintentionally, and... It made like a half choking, half puking sound. And she was, I guess she was flailing around with her hands trying to get the hair.
Trying to get a haircut, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know what. Put your hair in a ponytail or what, man. That is the first time. I told her, I was like, you know, if I had to call the cops for this, I'd be in a lot of trouble, because they'd be like, what happened here? And I'd be like, I don't really fucking know what happened. So I'd really look like
I'd probably be in as much trouble as you, though, because I'd be like, I told her, officer, but she fucking wouldn't listen.
Yeah,
and I told her, and I told her, and I told her, and you know, things happen when she doesn't do what I tell her to do.
Exactly.
Wait, why are you arresting me? What are you doing? What happened?
Save versus hair. Save versus hair and throat fail, Dungeon says. Exactly. She failed with a one on that one, man. Like, seriously. Let's see. Dungeon says the dungeon of Frank is the darkest dungeon. Freak5 says the end boss is Mug. Frank has to subdue Mug, so Mug can't escape the dungeon while Frank is painting. Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Freak5 says during World War II, the UK illegally built towers in international waters to watch for German subs. They abandoned them after the war because they were illegal.
And he gave us a website in chat showing us, like, you can buy deeds to some of these towers now. So you can go and run away from the rest of the world if you want and live in a tower.
A crazy man squatted
on... A water tower.
A crazy man squatted on one and claimed it as his own country. Yeah.
I would be down for my own country.
Great country.
Yeah. We've talked about this.
No, not Frank's country, my country.
No.
And Frank can have his own country. I don't care.
I said break, not Frank.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look, I'm looking at this. You can become a lord. Oh, God, I'm going to do this. I'm going
to
become...
Frank sold titties to make... Oh, I'm sorry.
Frank's so old, he probably won his own universe.
You can you can become a duke or duchess. That would be pretty cool. And then they have, like, frames and shit, you know. Of, like, you know, you being a duke or a duchess or whatever. But that's pretty cool.
He made his own stamps, his own passports, and minted his own currency. Wow.
How did he do all that in a tiny-ass tower?
Yeah. Not that any other country recognized any of it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It was like M. Bison dollars.
Yeah, exactly. All right, free for all this week. Beans, it's Friday.
I got.
Oh, your Lowell's. I'm sorry.
Eric both have Lowell's.
I'm sorry. I skipped over Lowell's. All right, Eric, go
That's
with
why
your.
I
Lowell's.
Mention it every fucking week because you'll skip right over it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. The link here is not what I wanted, but I'll look for it. Anyways, I'll do the first one. The first one is that Toho Scarlet Curiosity. When I went to redeem the code on Hold on a second. Let's get this website running. But when I went to redeem the code, this will make Brakeman laugh because he always says this when it comes to Toho. It literally said Toho.
Nice. See, I'm not the only idiot.
Maybe some XC people listen to this show and they're like, let's make a joke for the beta redeem code number for this. Hmm.
I'm just glad I'm not the only stupid person out there.
Okay. Is that it on that one?
But yeah, but here's the laws. I mean, it's technically a Sweeto, but the laws is in the details. The Dragon Ball Super movie's got a formal title out. And I might as well give it the date, but it's sometime in January 2019 for North America. But it's a fourth Broly movie. If anybody who's watched Dragon Ball Z knows, Broly was a character that showed up in the 8th movie, who proceeded then to, after the 9th movie, appear in 10 and 11. And 11 was the most awful movie ever because he's technically not in the movie. He becomes this bio-goopy slime.
Oh, that's the bio-Broly movie? Ugh, yeah.
And... the reason why being is the fan base kind of half the fan base hates this character because he's incredibly fucking dumb. Because the reason that he hates Kakarot is because Kakarot made him cry because he had a puny power level when he was a baby, and that made him.
He wouldn't quit crying, and that's what just drove him nuts. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So his characterization.
I hope you never have kids.
So they're planning on, since he wasn't ever in the show canonically. And this is a sequel to the Super series. It's a Dragon Ball Super movie, not a Dragon Ball or Dragon Ball Z movie. But Toriyama is going to try to retcon the characters so that it works within the canon. The only problem is Toriyama's had a spotty history, like post-Cell Saga, of actually sticking to the hero's journey. And that's why the Buu Saga is as weird and dumb as it is.
And well, most of his stuff is, though. He has a real problem with, like, sticking to continuity, you know, as far as, like, I think he forgets his own
good
history.
Because, like, good writing in general, because, like, if you stuck to the hero's journey, you would have had a compelling villain and a character growth. Goku pretty much doesn't have any of that in the Buu Saga or in the ending of Super, or most of, actually any of Super. It's like, Goku doesn't learn a goddamn thing.
Mm. Freak 5 says...
That's a shame. That's the worst part about Super.
Yeah.
I mean, Super could technically continue even if they give it a new name, and Goku might grow at that point, because... Which probably is going to happen, because he's a very different character at the end of Z.
Freak 5 says... he's laughing that he would sell one of these towers to libertarians and sovereign citizen nut jobs. Yeah, exactly. It's funny.
Hey, I was going to buy. I mean, yeah, tell him.
By the way, I forgot to mention Trump pardoned two criminals.
Oh, what a shock.
Yeah. So they were like one of the. I think they were like sovereign nation people. That like just showed up on federal land and said, this is our land, et cetera. So, you know, since we were kind of talking about that. Dragon Ball Z, not much hope for the retconning of that, right, Eric?
No, I do think he'll be a better character just simply because the writer for movie 8 wasn't Toriyama.
Yeah, he didn't do any of the Broly's.
Yeah.
So at the very least, they'll give him a character, at least some characterization.
He did say he was going to change him a bit.
Yeah. It might have been his subtle way of saying, yeah, that character kind of sucked. Yeah. Let me fix it something.
All right, break.
Without changing him too much from what his original design was, because like, they could fix this character, but I think, like, give him, like, an actual motivation.
I was about to say, give him an interesting motivation, for real.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so my outlaws is... there was a man caught in Vero Beach, Florida. A man told officers that he was been charged twice for drunken driving in Missouri, assured them he was not drinking and driving this time when he was questioned in a McDonald's parking lot. Instead, Earl Stevens Jr., 66, of Vero Beach, was downing bourbon only while stopped at traffic signals and stop signs.
Oh, boy.
He told investigators. I'm skipping ahead. When deputies asked for his driver's license, Stevens said he had never had one in Florida, but they did notice he had an open bottle of liquor and a brown paper bag in his passenger seat. Stevens smelled of booze, and he said he felt pretty good. He further explained that he is not drinking while the car was moving and only when he stopped for stop signs and traffic signals.
Oh, yeah. That's the old, I wasn't technically driving when I drank defense. Yeah.
After being asked to participate in field sobriety tests, Stevens was arrested on charges of driving while intoxicated, obviously. His breathalyzer test, which can't always be accurate, so you shouldn't participate in one of those, but if you say no, you're gonna end up in jail. Content at 0.153 or 0.147.
No, you know what you do? If you ever get pulled over and you've been drinking, just wait. Tell them to take you to jail, because by that time you might be under the limit, which is, you know, will save you a shitload of money. For sure.
I was just saying, like, the breathalyzers have been proven to not always be accurate.
Yep.
So
too.
If you get pulled over and you've had just like one beer while drinking at dinner or something like that, you should just decline.
Yep, decline. And if they take you to jail, by the time you get there, you'll be free and clear. There'll be no charges. So,
and his blood alcohol count, like I said, almost twice the legal limit. Legal limit is 0.08.
Yeah,
and he is at 1.08.
To say you won't be charged with anything except if you're driving while black. So, you know.
Yeah. All right. Well, no. Well, he was obviously arrested and stuff like that, but I just love his excuse.
Yeah. I was stopped at a stop sign.
Like, I was not drinking and driving.
Yeah.
I was stopped when I was drinking.
Exactly.
I mean, come on, officer.
Yeah.
Can't get me for this.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Freak 5 is telling us how to break the law in chat. Okay. All right, free for all today, guys. Real quickly, we always talk about the scariest video games on Friday the 13th, but I'm going to pose a different question to you guys. What is the funnest horror video game that you've ever played? And then... and also, I have something about Friday the 13th in a minute. But So I'll start with you, Break. What do you think the funnest, the time you had the most fun with a horror video game that you can think of?
Why are you starting with me? I'm thinking. Leave me
Okay,
alone.
how about Eric? We'll start
Leave
with
me
you.
alone. I'm thinking.
Either Silent Hill 2 or 3.
Yeah, those are fun to play for sure. Mine would probably be Resident Evil 4.
Oh yeah, Corpse Party 2 is another good choice.
Corpse Party is a good one. That's a really fun game. And eerie too. You know another game that nobody talks about that I just picked up on the cheap on the PlayStation Store that's also pretty fun to play and scary as fuck is Siren. I really like Siren. I think it's a fun game to play. Did you think of one, Break?
Yeah, but there was one that I played a long time ago. I was trying to think of, and I still can't think of what that was. But I still my favorite horror game is Suffering. But the original Resident Evil, I really loved that game too.
What about Splatterhouse? I had tons of fun with those games. Those games are fun.
I never really played that game.
Ooh, they're fun. They're just beat 'em ups, but with a horror slant. And then the final thing I got is kind of a stinko, but I was wondering what you guys thought about this Friday the 13th lawsuit that's preventing any future DLC from coming to light.
What lawsuit? I didn't hear.
There's a lawsuit with Victor Miller, and I can't remember who the other party, but they're squabbling over Friday the 13th again, the property. So the company that did the Friday the 13th game, they're not doing, they had a bunch of DLC that was about to come out, and they're not able to release it. They have a cease and desist, and that sucks. Freak 5 says it wasn't technically a horror game, but Dungeons of Daggeroth was kind of scary. The guy who wrote the original story, that's Victor Miller, is sued.
Of course. Like, why?
Ooh, Dungeon
Does he
Buster
not
Bro.
have any money now? He needs money?
Yeah, I don't know, man. He's been haggling with people over Friday the 13th for a long time.
It sounds like he's hurting for money. He's
Dungeon
desperate.
says, I had a lot of fun with Alien Isolation. That's another good choice. The first Dead Space was great.
Ooh, Dead Space is good too, yeah.
Ooh, there was one. First Alone in the Dark on the Dreamcast. That was a great game.
Oh yeah, those were fun games.
Did anybody ever play D2? That was kind of one of.
Has anybody played Illbleed?
I have not. No, yeah. So I didn't play it, but it was still kind of scary to me and looked like a little bit of fun was I have no mouth and I must scream. That's kind of an esoteric horror game that I like quite a bit. Bloodborne would be up there too, I think.
Doesn't like
Kind of fun.
Planescape Torment have some pretty fucked up moments in it?
Yeah, Planescape Torment definitely does. I kind of understand he wrote it and should get paid for its usage. Yeah, but like seriously, Freak Five? I mean, like seriously? I mean, he
This
can't.
is game DLC. This isn't
Yeah, it's not.
this isn't a story. This isn't,
He didn't write.
it's not the movie. This is an
Right.
adaptation,
He didn't write two. I could see if they wanted to put, like, let's say all the camp counselors from one, or the Jason from the first one, like the water Jason or the mom or anything like that. But on the
Yeah, I
other
mean,
side,
the only reason I can think usually when a company sues is they have to protect their brand for the most part. But when like somebody sues, it's usually because they need money.
I did hear there's some hope on that front though. He's
I
looking
mean,
to
or they're wronged, and I mean, and they're trying to.
I
Never
did
mind.
say that see that he was trying to work out something with the other parties
I
involved
like
in
the
that.
eerie setting that Blood Omen, like Legacy of Kain had.
Ooh, that's a good one, Eric. Good one to bring up. Blood Omen was a really fun game.
Never played Blood Omen 2, but I heard it's not that great.
So no, it's not great. Soul Reaver was good. I like that game. But there's tons of fun horror games that that are out.
Legacy of Kain.
Mm-hmm. There's I never asked the question of, you know, how much fun you've had with those games. I always ask what's the scariest, but you brought up a good one. The Suffering's a good one. How about Condemned? Condemned was a good, underrated game, in my opinion. A lot of fun.
I didn't play it. I saw it. I didn't play it, though.
It's tons of fun.
I liked Umineko and the Higurashi games that I've played so far.
Oh, you know another fun one? Fatal Frame. 1-3. How dare you, Freak 5? You're exiled again, you son of a bitch.
I have Fatal Frame 5 and 4, but I need to get another Wii and mod that so I can play 4 again. Get mine back from my brother to play 4. But I got 5 on the Wii U. I haven't played it yet, though.
Condemned was great, Dungeon says. Freak 5 says the visit to Frank's house was a pretty scary game. How dare you? Exiled. All right, he's working. I mean, he's just practicing. That's what he's doing. In 2 weeks' time, we're going to be doing episode 500, and the person that gets exiled the most is going to end up with a $10 card.
Did anybody play Deep Fear for the Saturn? I think you would have to import it because it wasn't brought to the West, but it was fully playable in English for some reason.
Yeah, no. How about this one? Superman 64.
A horror game.
Yeah, that's probably one.
What was the game where you played
Clock Tower.
Game-breaking bug bingo. So it's like anything can go wrong and it'll fuck up the game.
Yeah. Breakman.
And I was going to say hide from the guy with the giant pair of scissors. Okay, you're right.
Clock Tower is it.
How did you know when all I said was you play as a girl?
Yeah, because there's not very many female protagonists in horror games, really.
I mean, you couldn't attack. All you could do was hide. Yeah. I was like, God, no.
Did you play Haunting Ground or the Deception series? Sure, the later Deceptions aren't really scary, but the first one had an atmosphere to it.
Yeah, Haunting Ground for sure. But man, Break, you're reaching way back with Clock Tower, man. Those games were more scary. I don't consider them super fun because they're kind of hard.
I know, like you couldn't attack. All you could do was hide.
It was an adventure game.
Of course, Dungeon has an import copy of Deep Fear, but he hasn't played through it. Three times I got exiled after Frank said he wasn't exiling anyone. You're exiled again, you son of a bitch. Just mentioned Twilight.
How dare you question my exiles? You're exiled.
Bridget,
if we want to go on the silly side of horror games,
Bridget is
Shadows of the Damned.
Exiled! Damn it. Guys are trying to get on my nerves today.
Like I was trying to say, if you want to go on the silly side of horror video games, there's Shadows of the Damned.
Yeah, Shadows of the Damned was fun. I love that game. That's an underrated gem.
And then there's Deadly Premonition.
Deadly Premonition for sure. I never played it, but I saw I think it was Rad Brad that played through it because of all the hype. But yes, that's a fun.
What's that? House of the Dead.
Freak Fight says like House of the Dead.
House of the Dead overkill with F bombs every 5 seconds.
Yeah, Dungeon says Dungeon says Undying. That's Clive Barker's Undying, I think. He says it's another great game, not so much horror, but it was a great FPS with horror elements. Yeah.
What about Vampire The Last Masquerade or something?
Oh, that's a good game. That's a fun ass. The original Vampire The Masquerade was one of the last PC games I played. That's a fun game.
There was a game called Blood, too, for the PC.
Yeah. All right, guys. I think that's going to...
There's not a whole lot of werewolf horror video games.
I know. I wish there was, man. That would be so awesome.
Well, there was that Castlevania game, but we don't speak of that.
Yeah,
I liked it in some ways, but it has not aged well.
Ooh, Freak 5 came up with another good one at the end here. There was a Call of Cthulhu game for the Xbox, the original Xbox. That was a good game.
Yeah, I think there was a PC version too.
Yeah. Realms of the Haunting was awesome too. Dark Corners of the Earth, that's right, Freak. Yep. Let's see. I think the NES game called
Werewolf. Well, and there was also Altered Beast.
You Altered Beast.
On one of those stages.
Yeah, yeah. Altered Beast, you played as a werewolf.
Are you sure it's not that biomechanical werewolf or whatever, Biowolf or whatever it was called?
No
that was
idea.
Stupid.
No, I know what he's talking about. He's talking about the game called Werewolf.
Yeah, Werewolf. Mm. There was a Werewolf game.
That might have been it, though. But yeah, that game ends like completely bizarre.
It probably does. A lot of NES games do. I remember playing that game on an emulator, and I just remember being a werewolf and not enjoying the game for more than 2 seconds.
Freak Fox says Rampage. That's a humorous. I guess I wouldn't consider it a horror game.
That's camp, not horror.
Yeah, camp. All right, guys, that's gonna do it for this week. Breakman plugs.
At RP Grinders, you can send us your we're looking for entries into our contest. We want a name for Frank's medieval Mexican movie. We want a title to that. We also want the best Would You Rather.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we actually filed up anymore.
We have, and I think we're going to, with the rest of the cards, we're going to do trivia. We'll next week we'll discuss it, guys, but I was thinking that each of us could come up with, like, a video game trivia question, and then we'd give away the first person to answer in chat. You got to be in chat to get those, so there you go. I think those
Hunter the Reckoning games. Those were fun.
Hunter the Reckoning games were fun. They were, you know. They weren't the greatest, but they were real fun. All right, Eric.
Oh yeah, you can find reviews I've written on websites like BostonBassBrigade.com, TotallyGN.com. In fact, on TotallyGN.com, I've got 3 reviews up, and let's see, that would be Rainbow Skies, The Lost Child, and hold on. Trying to remember the other one. I've got so many I need to keep track of, like ones I haven't written, ones I need to write. Boy. It's definitely not a 3DS game, because I'm pretty sure I'm mostly done with those. And I've got a ad. Oh, well. But there's another one up there. But other than that, there's also VogNetwork.com and HonestGamers.com. And there'll be more next week. And if you like what you've read and you want to support me even just a little bit, like as much as a dollar, you can go to my Patreon.
Yeah. Yep. All right, Eric. Anything else?
Have a good weekend. And, enjoy Octopath Travel if you've bought that.
Yeah, I wish I could afford.
Or Captain Toad, if that's more your speed.
Yeah. All right. You can follow me on Twitter.
Captain Toad is a cheaper option. It's like $40.
You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. As Brake mentioned, send us your medieval Mexican movie titles, and we will judge them on the show. Also send Would You Rathers. We haven't gotten a Would You Rather in a long time. Freak 5 was kind of the originator of the disgusting Would You Rathers, but you can send any Would
You
Rather.
We'll choose our favorite, even if it's the most disgusting one. If it's the one we like the best, it's the only ones.
We're going to have fun on the episode 500 a couple weeks from today. We're giving away $10 gift cards. I think one $5 gift card. We have a total of $75 worth of gift cards to give away. We mentioned the two kind of pseudo contests, but you got to be in chat for the rest of them. And I think we're just going to do trivia. Each of us will come up with a trivia question, and you guys, whoever answers first in chat, will get a $10 gift card. So technically speaking, you could end up with, you know, all of them if you meet all the requirements. So there you go.
The other game was the Banner Saga one.
Ah, Banner Saga.
On Switch.
There you go. So I guess my other plugs are PlayStation's having a really good mid-year game sale, and the Xbox is having a really good anime sale, so go out, support your platform of choice. Freak 5 says he temporarily quit drinking. Wow. Wow. How dare you? You can definitely
what?
Do it.
What are you saying? Like I'm an enabler or something?
You are an enabler, Blake, man. You enable people to drink. How dare you? All right. Stay safe on Friday the 13th. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week.
Are they on streaming services anywhere that you can watch?
What's that?
Are the Friday 13 movies on streaming services like Netflix?
No, but they have a Blu-ray set that's only like $25 or less that has all the Friday the 13th movies on them.
Yeah, I'm sure you could turn cable on and find them right now, too.
Yeah,
too. Or DirecTV, whatever you have.
Yeah, but I mean, $25 for like 8 movies, I think that's a steal.
What about Shudder? Like, has anybody ever tried Shudder as a network?
Shudder is awesome. Shudder is great. They have a lot of free movies on there with ads, but if you get their service, they have – if you're a horror fan, Shudder is a good service. So,
Do we have any guests confirmed or anything?
No guests confirmed as of right now.
What the hell is Mug's problem?
I'll talk off air about that. We shall talk
off
air.
Did you talk to Ninja at all? Or Lady Ish.
I have not. That would be a perfect guest to have on.
What about Stealth and Vincent?
No Stealth, for sure. Eric and I have discussed some of Stealth's other endeavors that puts a damper on that. Vincent Aron, I have not heard of for a long time. If you're listening, Vincent, you know
he like shows up on Facebook every so often to post something, but that's all I ever see.
I've never. Oh, Freak 5 says, "What about Kai Judo? How you're exiled, you son of a bitch! The goddamn son of a bitch!"
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. We'd be better off getting Roxy on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kai Judo not a fan of the show.
No, he's definitely not a fan of the show. Which I don't understand. I never had a real beef with Kai Judo. He felt.
Oh, that's why Kai Judo is Kai Judo. So.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Like I don't understand. Like I don't understand.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us this week. Join us next week in chat. We're live every Friday, 7 Eastern, on Twitch and on YouTube. So if you're in YouTube, I look at the chat there. Nobody ever joins the YouTube chat.
I don't know why I mentioned Ninja. I thought maybe you might have talked to her in lieu of trying to get Lady Ash on here, though.
Usually in the Twitch chat, but yeah. No, I've talked to both, and both are great. Mm-hmm. If they both went on, that'd be good stuff. I just have been super busy painting.
Other people I could think of are Rich and maybe Adele, but that's it.
What? Adele. Oh, yeah, I forgot about Adele, yeah. All right, that's about it. Rich would be cool to get on. Rich hooked us up, man. All right, that's about it. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.